I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for your Hollywood gossip. We've got Dina's Dirt right now, and it's being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. So you can check out what they have to offer at pvcu.org. And right now we're going to start off with Kylie Jenner. All right. So Kylie Jenner, I told you about yesterday. She was having kind of an issue with people saying she was a climate criminal. And the reason for that is because she took that jet to some other city for like 17-minute jet ride, right? Okay. So it could have been a 45-minute drive, but no, let's use all this jet fuel instead. So now instead, she's trying to change her image with people. And she posted a video of her shopping with her daughter and her nieces at Target. Kind of like, you know, oh, hey, look, I'm just like you. So now people are giving her heat for that, accusing her of trying to cosplay as middle class, asking, did you rent out Target for this? Are you playing Normal Life Simulator? Trying to appeal to us peasants, and definitely, yeah, out of touch. So there's a time for social media and there's a time to chill and lay low till memories run short. And she should recognize this is lay low time. Armie Hammer showed up in Los Angeles just days after he quit his job as a timeshare salesman in the Cayman Islands. You know, he's facing allegations of assault and even cannibalism. So he allegedly took the job as the salesman because he had no money. He had gotten out of rehab. He's not getting job offers. And people are saying that it's more than likely he quit this new job after it leaked that he worked there. Someone had posted on social media, hey, my parents' concierge happens to be Armie Hammer. So we'll have to see. Maybe he's in LA looking for a new job now. Justin Bieber's team announced he's ready to go back on his tour. He's recovered from Ramsay Hunt syndrome. One of the symptoms of that is it can cause facial paralysis. And that is what happened with Justin. So would have made it really hard for him to perform. He's got to hit the other part of the world first. So he's going overseas, do some of his tours over there, but then he's going to head back here to the U.S. to make good on those dates that he missed. Congrats to Wizards of Waverly Place star David Henry. He played Selena Gomez's character's older brother. He and his wife had their third child, a baby girl named Gemma, and she joins her siblings James and Pia. And Dancing with the Stars pros Jenna Johnson and Val, they have a baby on the way due this January, so congrats to them. And police were called to Drake's new home on Friday after an employee reportedly spotted someone near the pool house. So they found a 23-year-old guy there who claimed he was, listen carefully, Drake's father. Okay, this 23-year-old claimed he was Drake's father. Drake is 35, by the way. So the guy said he was waiting for his son, Drake, to come home. So they arrested him. And that means he'll have some time in jail to think about how math really works. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS. 94.7 WMAS. The Kellogg crew, Chris Kellogg off this week. It's Dina McMahon here with you now. And it's time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40s. It's being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, here we go. So it's no secret by now now that Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad, they're coming back for their roles as Walter White and Jesse Pinkman in the series finale of Better Call Saul. Now, it was a secret. It's out now, though, because they were brought in to film their roles under complete secrecy. They were told they could not reveal their participation in the episode. Do not say a word. Do not share it with anybody, like I think even family. But then, after all that, the secret was ultimately revealed by none other than the series co-creator, Peter Gould. He told fans the two would be back. It's like all this stuff to cover the surprise, and then you're going to go and ruin it anyway? So the final episode is going to air on AMC on July 25th. Flip or Flop star Tarek El Moussa's wife, Selling Sunset star Heather Ray, said her husband diffused a situation on a plane. She went so far as to call him heroic. Now, she didn't really say exactly what happened, but she said that he did something very heroic when a man went crazy on our flight and verbally attacked and physically got in flight attendants and pilots' faces. So that flight ended up getting canceled. Must have been a big deal. And she's very proud of him. Maybe he got an extra special back massage that night. Well, you know Honey Boo Boo from, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo and her mom's show, Mama June from Hot to Not. She's actually going to be heading to New York for some weight loss surgery after her 17th birthday in August. Little bit young to be having an endoscopic sleeve weight loss surgery, but she's currently 275 pounds. She wants to get down to about 150, and she's been heavier her whole life, so she says she's been trying to diet, increase her exercise, just hasn't been getting the results that she had hoped for, and she does believe that all this weight is genetic, so she sees the procedure as the only way to get rid of it. Her boyfriend is going to get the same procedure as well. It's something they wanted to do together. Again, I really wish she'd reconsider it. She's only 17 years old, but if this is, you know, something that is medically necessary, I mean, you do have to take a look at her health, and hopefully that's what the doctors are doing. Singer Nolan Neal, who competed on The Voice and America's Got Talent, has died at the age of 41 in his Nashville apartment. His cause of death hasn't been determined. He's been sharing his struggles over the years, including his father's suicide and his own battle with addiction and his efforts to stay sober. So, of course, our thoughts are with his family this morning. And Ted Lasso star Brett Goldstein is joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe as Hercules. He showed he has potential. He was shirtless on Ted Lasso and all, and he had a cameo in Thor Love and Thunder. But, you know, if he really wants to play a convincing Hercules, he is going to have to bulk up and get cut. He knows this. And he said, I'm going to have 19 chickens a day, chicken and vegetables all day, all night in your sleep. So there you go. Chickens beware. You have been warned. And that's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS. 94.7 WMAS. The Kellogg crew. It's Dina and Brett this morning. Chris Kellogg on vacation. And right now we are going to kick things off with dirt. It is being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club, set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holidays. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, so kind of a sad story, actually, to kick things off. A tragedy occurred on the set of a Law & Order Organized Crime. Kind of very eerie, actually, because it was similar to what you would expect from a script from the show.
Oh, yeah?
A crew member had been shot and killed in Brooklyn early Tuesday morning where the crew was preparing to film in the area. So what they do is they get there a day ahead of time. They start clearing out the area. They start getting it ready for when the stars do come on set. And what happened is this guy, 31 years old, he was sitting in his car when someone came up and opened fire on him. And so hitting him in the face and neck, and he passed away, sadly. Now, people in the area heard the gunfire, but nobody really paid much attention because they thought it was fake.
They thought it was the show.
Yeah,
they
did. So Christopher Maloney ended up on the set later on. You could see that everybody was definitely visibly shaken by it. Well, Twitter's moving forward with a lawsuit against Elon Musk for backing out of the sale. They said he's only backing out because the stock market plummeted right after he signed the deal in April to buy Twitter for $44 billion. Can you imagine that amount of money? I'll take this for $44 billion. Elon stated that his concern was over all the bot accounts, but Twitter said, well, you said one of the reasons you wanted to buy Twitter was to get rid of all the spam bots. So now they're going to trial in October after a judge decided that Twitter deserved a quick resolution.
And now there's more spam than ever on Twitter.
Well, Mr. Beast is getting closer and closer to 100 million YouTube subscribers, and he's planning something special and very expensive for when he hits that. He teased his fans on Twitter, actually, writing, "We've been working on our 100 million subscriber special all year, and it's my most expensive and insane video ever."
Do you watch him on YouTube? My kids do it. They
yeah,
tell me about
sometimes.
It. Sometimes. We've even ordered Mr. Beast Burger. They have some locations around Western Mass.
We've had them.
Yeah,
they're good.
Really good.
They
yeah.
are pretty good.
Yeah.
Where was the one that we had? I think it came from on the border.
Okay.
Yeah, they operated out of that kitchen.
Ours was Friendly's in Palmer.
Yeah. Okay, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
A little on the pricier side, more than I would have spent, but you
but
know.
His videos are amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, with that whole Squid Game recreation that he did.
Right.
That was $3.5 million.
Yeah.
So if that was $3.5 million and he's saying this is going to be the biggest ever, it's going to be a lot of money sinking into this.
That's all you need, just one good YouTube viral video.
It's
and you can retire.
And Texas State University's Honors College, mind you, it's the Honors College, has added a course on Harry Styles to its spring semester. Yes, the Harry Styles and the Cult of Celebrity Identity, the Internet, and European Pop Culture will focus on the former One Direction star and the political development of the modern celebrity as related to questions of gender, race, class, nation, globalism, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. If I was going to be paying like $30,000+ a year for my kids' education.
And they took that course?
And they took a course on Harry Styles. Okay? What are the career projections in life for any job that requires you to know anything about Harry Styles?
So what's your major in school there, young man? Harry Styles.
Yes.
I know everything about him.
Oh, you parents, you must be so proud. That's your dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinosdirt.com. With 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.